Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Good morning to all of you, and welcome to this year-end presentation for financial year 21. I am Trond Ulriksen, the CEO of Benchmark, and as usual, I'm here with our CFO, Septima Maguire. We are going to give you insight into the financial and operational performance for financial year 21, as well as some key initiatives that we have taken to strengthen the progress of the group. And as usual, at the end of the presentation, we'll also cover the outlooks when we are now moving into financial year 22. Moving over to some highlights. First of all, we are happy to announce that we have left behind a year where we have managed to exceed expectations and create a strong momentum for the group. Following good progress in all our three business areas, the year ended with revenues of £125.1 million. It represents a year-on-year growth of 18% compared to financial year 20, or 25% if you measure it in constant exchange rates. In terms of adjusted EBITDA, we see an even stronger development, ending the year with adjusted EBITDA of £19.4 million, which is 34% above what we achieved in financial year 20, or a growth of 43% if we measure it in constant exchange rate. We are satisfied with the development that we have seen over the last year. The growth in both top line and adjusted EBITDA reflects what we have been communicating throughout the year, a more commercially focused business gaining momentum, and we have coupled that with strong financial controls. This has been what we have been aiming at, and this is what you should expect us to aim at going forward. Keeping the momentum created in developing a benchmark further is now essential to us. This is also why we have chosen to successfully complete a momentum fundraise of £20 million that was also announced this morning. The fundraise was done at market at within the 5% mandate given to the board and has been strongly supported by our main shareholders. We are happy with the support in the fundraise, and we are happy also to have brought in new shareholders. I would like to state very clearly that the purpose of this fundraise has been to enable us to maintain the strong momentum that we built in Benchmark in financial year 21, to continue to fund our ongoing growth initiatives, and to continue to build the company we have started building in the most forceful way possible. In the context of the company's positive outlook and growth opportunities, together with the approaching maturity of over 850 million NOK bond, the board has conducted a review of our capital structure and listing venue to support the company in the next phase of growth. As a result of this, the board is considering a listing in Oslo as the world's largest seafood and aquaculture-focused market. A listing in Oslo would give the company access to a unique financial aquaculture ecosystem with a leading global base of specialist sector investors and analysts. To help out in the consideration we are undertaking, the company has appointed DNB Markets and Pareto Securities as our advisors. Finally, on the highlights, another good news is that we are strengthening the team and competencies of the group, appointing Atle Eide as our new non-executive director to the group. Atle is well known in the industry, comes with extensive experience from international aquaculture and seafood industry, as well as from being an investor professional, and adds strong competencies to the board in the work being done to develop and position the group as a leading aquaculture biotechnology company. Moving and now over to the highlights of the performance in financial year 21. As stated, we are satisfied with the progress we have made during the year and the financial outcome that we have achieved. The results stem from good progress in all three business areas, a focused effort to drive the group forward from the whole organization. Having delivered a strong result, it's fair to say that we are far away from any end station. We are still in the beginning of a road where the goal is to make this a real profitable company. But the steps that we have taken during last financial year have been important. They are also reflected in that we have been able to narrow the operating loss of the company significantly, an operating loss that we, of course, intend to get rid of as soon as possible. An important milestone for us during the year has been the commercial launch of Ectosan Vet and CleanTreat. This followed a rigorous regulatory process where we got the MRL and the marketing authorization in Norway. It has now enabled us to move into a position where we can look forward to benefit from income streams and earnings also from our health business area, which consistently over the years have been an area of investment for a company. The fundraise conducted is, of course, an important piece in the puzzle, enabling us to expand our investment into capabilities beyond the capabilities we are currently offering to the industry. Also, the great progress we have seen in advanced nutrition has been very important for us during last year. The momentum built in this business area has been impressive throughout the year, and no doubt in my mind that we will see more of this if we continue to attend the business, support it, and to invest also in this business area. Likewise, we have seen a continued growth in our salmon genetics business. This is currently the commercial backbone of the total genetics business that we are building, and we are happy to see that we are gaining ground also in this area. Disciplined investment in future growth and growth areas has really been a key for us in financial year 21. In total, we have invested £23 million during the year, all in areas we believe will pay off well for the company in the years to come. This has created a momentum in the business, a momentum we think is crucial to underpin and strengthen in the time to come. Moving over to more granularity on the achievements in the three business areas during financial year one, starting with our genetics area. Focus here has been on the commercial backbone of the business, salmon genetics, where we have seen continued growth in our salmon egg sales and business. Partly this is due to a successful ramp-up of our salmon egg facility in Salten, Norway, with 110 million eggs sold in financial year 21, an increase from 90 million eggs sold in financial year 20. Fully tuned and configured, the facility has a capacity of 150 million eggs, and we will continue to develop this potential in the time to come. Within the salmon genetics area, we have also achieved the first local egg production and sales in Chile, an important step for us to gain our desired position in this market. Chile remains the second biggest salmon egg market globally. And finally, we have taken important steps on Iceland, where we have initiated and partly completed an investment in a new biosecure incubation center, removing a capacity constraint that has caused limitations in our ability to deliver peak volumes with the desired quality to our customers. Beyond the salmon part of our genetics business, we have continued to drive progress in the two other core genetics areas. And during financial year 21, we have expanded the capacity of SBR shrimp breeders in our US facility to 100,000 breeders per year. And we have completed a multiplication center in Thailand. Both needed steps in preparation of a commercial launch, and focus has now shifted towards a commercial expansion in the markets. Helpful in this regard is that we now also have gained an import license for our genetics to India, which adds another opportunity in another huge market that is assumed to be important for us going forward. On our tilapia, we have used the year to develop a strategy towards making it a sustainable, profitable business. A starting point for any commercial operation is to have something to sell, and therefore we have strengthened the tilapia offering by investing to increase production capacity in Florida. Focus also in this area is now to gain commercial traction in the markets for the tilapia genetics that we definitely believe has its value proposition in the market. Moving over to the advanced nutrition business area, financial year 21 has been centered around improving our commercial efforts. This was a needed reset for this organization. And from the numbers that we see that it has paid off. The actions taken include strengthening the commercial team and focus under a new leadership. And new leadership includes both a new commercial director as well as a new head of the business area. We are also invested in tools, structure, and processes to make sure we get closer to our customers and enhance our value proposition in different markets. We have also used financial year 21 to make needed investment in facilities in advanced nutrition, improving the safety and energy efficiency. This has been executed without disruption to supply or service, even if the volumes that we have been processing during this year has been close to record high at the same time. Post-period, we are also enabled to get new solutions out of our development pipeline in advanced nutrition. And in October, we launched Natura Pro and Excel, a new feed protocol to substitute rotifers targeting the marine fish market. Finally, in our health business area, focus in the year has been to move from R&D activity to commercial activity through the launch of Ectosan Vet and CleanFit. The launch of Ectosan Vet and CleanFit means that Benchmark now is delivering a solution to one of the biggest sustainability challenges for the salmon industry. It's fair to say that we are still in an early stage of the commercialization of the solution, and we are focusing our efforts on getting customer uptake, making new customers integrate the solution as a part of their sea lice treatment strategy. As expected, this takes both time and effort. The good news is that the interest for the solution is good and that the experience so far confirms the excellent efficacy of the medicine and the technical performance of the CleanFit system. The use of the solution is as expected for a new solution brought into the market. The farmers are currently using it in different operational circumstances on different sites and with different fish to get assurance. And we see that the volumes treated every time is increasing. Even if we got the marketing authorization in Norway, we have previously announced that we will seek extension to the label, allowing for more efficient use of the solution. To be more precise, what we are seeking is to get reuse of treatment water on the label. This process has been ongoing since the issuance of the marketing authorization, and the regulatory submissions have been made to do the necessary trials. The trials will be done as part of the operational activities we have with customers, and we are of course doing what is possible to make the regulatory timeline as short as possible. A few words on further positive advances since the commercial launch. The first one is that CleanFit has received the highest level of recognition for environmental protection and sustainability by the Aquaculture Stewardship Council. This means that the ASC score is zero in the use of medicine, the highest score possible, an important contribution to make it even more advantageous for the farmers to use the solution from a sustainability and market perspective. I would also like to mention that Ectosan patent now has been granted, giving 20 years of protection for the medicine, use of medicine in aquaculture in Norway. This gives us the protection we need in order to develop a commercial success of the solution in the years to come. So, this concludes my intro. So, moving to a more granular go-through of the financials for the year, I leave the floor to you, Septima. Over to you.
Thank you, Trond. So, starting on slide 8, as Trond has noted, and I take great pleasure in reiterating, FY21 has seen significant revenue growth in all business areas, resulting in 18% growth at a group level. And this growth has gained momentum as we moved through the year, particularly in the second half of the year. With FY20 and the restructuring behind us, the theme for FY21 was focus. Focus on commercial activities to drive sales, focus on operations and logistics to meet the global challenges in these areas, and ensure that we gave our customers the right customer experience, and focus on investment to ensure that we've got more to offer than just organic growth. In the year, we maintained our gross margin percentage at 52% year on year. And this also, of course, grew at an absolute level in line with sales. This accretion was mainly driven by the nutrition business area, and also with health, which contributed with its first sales of Ectosan CleanTreat. This was offset by margin reductions in genetics as Chile, one of our growth initiatives, was in ramp-up phase for the quarter four first sales, and then also the margin on harvested fish reduced in that area. Whilst operating costs have grown at an absolute level, our operating profit margin grew as sales increased faster than the cost base. Now, this is particularly pleasing, as in FY20, we had significant cost-saving measures in place in the second half of the year because of COVID. Adjusted EBITDA has grown by 34% to 19.4 million on the back of the improved trading and also the initial launch of Ecdesign Clean Treat. Since I joined Benchmark, our stated objective has been to move the company into profitability and cash generation. Whilst we're still loss-making, the reduction in the loss before tax from 22.6 million to the current 9.2 million is good progress on that objective, but there's still work to do to get there. And from a cash generated from operations perspective, we had good drop down from adjusted EBITDA in the year, with cash generated from operations at 22 million, but this was absorbed by the working capital buildup of 11.6 million and CapEx, both of which we'll look at later in more detail. As you can see, with sales growth in each business area driving the performance of the business, we've made good progress as a group. We've made good progress in our core businesses. In genetics, the progress in our core salmon eggs business is offset by the costs of our growth initiatives and also the reduced margin on harvested fish. Nutrition returned to growth at an adjusted EBITDA level, and health had the milestone of the first revenues from Ecdesign Clean Treat. This year was a year of investment, with investment in both our core business and also in our growth areas. Genetics grew at a revenue level at 13%, with strong growth in our salmon egg business, where egg volumes grew 14% to 242 million eggs. And within this, we also had the first sales from our Chilean salmon egg facility. Looking at gross profit, our gross profit reduced by 0.7 million, with growth in our core salmon business and our tilapia business, offsetting by additional costs associated with Chile as we ramped up that facility, and of course the lower margin from the harvested fish, as salmon prices decreased and production costs grew in the year. The gap in adjusted EBITDA level year on year is largely explained by this drop in gross profit, along with higher R&D and OPEX costs of 1.4 million, as we returned to normalised operating levels post the COVID cost constraints in FY20. And as noted in quarter one, the share of loss of the associate of 0.8 million. These factors resulted in adjusted EBITDA reducing by 20% to 11.5 million. Looking at the breakdown of the adjusted EBITDA, that 11.5 million, in very many ways, it's a tale of two stories. The adjusted EBITDA associated with our core salmon business, mainly Iceland and Norway, and associated ancillary revenue streams of 15.5 million, and the growth areas which offset the core business. As you can see, our Chilean salmon egg venture has an adjusted EBITDA loss of £2.5 million. Now it's at that inflection point where we've just started commercial sales. In tilapia, this is running at a loss of £0.5 million. But we made good progress this year, and we're making a modest investment to allow this growth initiative to produce fry all year round. And we aim in the next 2 years to bring this to break even and towards profitability. And that leaves our SPR shrimp programme, which has losses of £0.9 million. And in addition to that, £1.9 million of costs associated with this development programme are currently being capitalised. Given the launch of the commercialisation of this programme is imminent, these costs will then flow into the income statement. But using the capacity we have established through the investment in FY21, we anticipate a steady market entry into key markets within FY22 as we push this area towards break-even and then profit contributing within the next 3 years. Within FY21, the aim was to support the business through ensuring that we supported our core salmon business through maintenance and growth capex and got the growth areas of Chile, tilapia and shrimp to a point where we can push them commercially towards profit contribution. So looking at investment in this business area, in genetics, we have three main production facilities in our salmon egg business. Salton was built back in 2015. We're still building capacity in this facility up to the planned 150 million eggs. We made good progress in FY21, producing and selling 110 million eggs. To do this, we'll have to increase investment in our biomass, which is part of our working capital. Iceland is a much older facility. It had reached the current capacity constraint in the incubation houses in FY20. And so a new incubation house was commissioned to be built during FY21 to address this. And as we grow, we will reach capacity constraints in areas other than the incubation centre, where we've invested this year, where we'll need to invest in order to step up capacity to support the growth. And of course, Chile, one of our growth initiatives, the new salmon egg facility, which has potential capacity for 50 million eggs. For shrimp, we have our facility in Felsmere, where we've just completed the required capex to produce 100,000 breeders, and also our joint venture in Thailand. And as noted earlier, our tilapia facility is currently undergoing the modest investment of $400,000. Moving to nutrition. Now, nutrition has made significant progress in the year with a return to growth, delivering revenue growth of 19%, despite continued challenges in some key shrimp markets. This was due to growth in all product areas, with Artemia growing at 21%, diets by 33%, and health by 18%. This sales growth drove growth in our gross profit, which we'll look at in the next slide. And also, good cost control at OPEX and R&D level allowed a significant amount of this increase to drop down to adjusted EBITDA, with adjusted EBITDA growth from £6.4 million to £13.8 million in a year. In nutrition, we completed the planned work in our Thai nutrition facility, where we produce the majority of our diets. This facility runs with a very high level of utilization. And as we continue to grow, we're going to need to support expanding this capacity. In terms of other facilities in this business area, we have a facility in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we process and add technologies to our GSL Artemia products, and have two trial sites which support our technical sales effort, which is an important lever for maintaining our place in the market as market leader in Artemia and hatcheries. So, focusing on the gross profit in the nutrition area, an important driver for both adjusted EBITDA and, of course, cash. Gross profit grew from 27.2 to 36 million in the year. As you can see, the sales growth in each area also drove profit growth and ultimately drove the margin from the 46% to the 51%. As you can see, the gross profit and the margin were also adversely impacted by foreign exchange rates, as the trading currency of the nutrition business area is primarily US dollars. So actually, at a constant exchange rate, the gross margin would have grown 7% versus the 5% at actual. Health had a marginal increase in its sales of Salmosan from 5.2 to 5.3 million pounds. But FY21 had the first revenues for Ectosan and CleanTreat of 2.5 million pounds, a milestone in this business area. Gross margin increased by 2.5 million pounds to 3.7 with the launch of Ectosan Vet and CleanTreat, combined with increased margins for Salmosan. During this year, the focus of the business area was obtain the marketing authorization and launch Ectosan Vet along with CleanTreat. And those activities drove an increase in the operating costs and R&D to £6.4 million from £5 million in 2020. But all of these factors resulted in the adjusted EBITDA loss for the business area shrinking from £3.7 million in 2020 to £2.7 million in 2021. From an investment perspective in health, all of the investments around the Ectosan development program and the commissioning and mobilization of the CleanTreat units onto the two vessels and the investment that we're going to need for future vessels. When we look at cash flow, as noted, we cash generated from operations of 22 million. This is coming mainly from the nutrition and genetics business area, with offsets in health as it was still loss making in the year, and of course, corporate. The working capital outflow this year relates to three main areas: the return of nutrition to sales growth, the increased biological assets in genetics, and the launch of the first vessels for Ectosan and CleanTreat. As we continue to grow organically and launch new vessels, working capital investment will be required to support this growth. From a cash investment perspective, we've invested £22.6 million in the business in total. We're going to focus on that in the next slide. And of course, we have the impact that the leases have on our net debt figure. £24 million of this figure related to leases at the year end. Excluding this, we have net debt of £56.9 million versus £27.1 million at the 30th of September 2020. At the year end, we have a cash position of £39.5 million with good covenant headroom, which will be strengthened by the placing announcement today of £20 million to support and accelerate momentum in the business. At the 25th of November, before the placing, we had £40.2 million of cash and available liquidity of £51.4 million in the business. So looking forward, when we look at our business, FY21 was a good year, but we all know you're only as good as your next year. So let's recap to see where we see our business progressing in that medium term. In genetics, our core salmon egg business in Iceland and Norway, is expected to grow ahead of the market. We still have capacity to grow in our facility in Salten from the 110 million eggs to the 150 million it can potentially produce. Chile's commenced commercial sales, and we're going to ramp up to progress over the coming year to allow us to move towards that capacity of 50 million, towards break-even and then cash generation. For shrimp, moving towards launch with current capacity of 100,000 breeders, and then we have the ability to bolt on capacity in a modular fashion as demand dictates. In tilapia, we're going to finish the investment and move towards break-even. In our nutrition business area, continued growth in this area with opportunities for growth in all of our product areas, with good continued growth and momentum still to be achieved. In health, we'll of course continue our ramp up of CleanTreat with an aim to moving towards the originally anticipated margin through the additional variations on the label. Then also looking at our capital structure, there is of course the ongoing liquidity and headroom to be maintained. And of course, we need to address the NOC bond, which matures in FY23. During FY21, the board undertook a review of the capital structure. And as a consequence, we're considering the possibility of an Oslo listing. The points to consider are that we feel that Oslo has a unique investor profile, which specifically focuses on aquaculture. And with that in mind, we could raise the profile of Benchmark in that market, and that we could potentially find a place within that aquaculture ecosystem, which would potentially benefit us all. With that, I'll hand you back to Trond.
Thank you, Septima. As initially stated, the focus for us now is to make sure that we keep the momentum that we have built over the last year, ensuring that we can do the right decisions at the right time, having sufficient headroom to fund our growth initiatives and to forcefully develop the company to its potential. In this development, we will stick to the guiding principles we have established for the group. We will stay true to the core. We will apply financial discipline. We will focus on execution and we will seek profitable growth. We will also follow the roadmap we have developed for the journey of the company. We will maintain and grow the group's leading market position as we will continue the momentum built in advanced nutrition through targeted commercial efforts and innovation and continue to strengthen the group's market position in salmon genetics across the production paradigms. We will seek organic growth through new products and markets. Our strategic priority number one is to continue the rollout of Ectosan Vet and CleanTreat, first in Norway, then in other markets. At the same time, it's important for us to develop other growth vectors, such as SPR shrimp, where we've seen the potential, where we've done the groundwork and grown investments, and we need to continue to support development into a commercial phase. In parallel with developing the commercial performance of the group, we will keep our focus on developing the group's internal capacity as one benchmark. And finally, the last part of the roadmap is to seek new opportunities, positioning Benchmark for the future. So far, the focus has been on what we have had in our hands. Soon, the need to add to this becomes more essential for us. We will seek future opportunities within the three core business areas, including through R&D, partnerships, and add-on acquisitions. The key distinguisher of Benchmark compared to other aquaculture biotechnology companies is the combination we have of three core business areas, genetics, advanced nutrition, and health. This creates an opportunity to approach the customers with value propositions that are more holistic than what is possible for companies only specializing in one of their areas, genetics, advanced nutrition, or health alone. Focus till recently has been to make sure we have got good traction in each of the business areas, but we have not lost sight of the opportunity that lies in combining value proposition between the areas. Structures and processes are installed in the organization in order to start to address the cross-area opportunities. Our efforts to bring together Benchmark as one is also starting to pay off, and communication on joint business opportunities across the group is moving. This will be an area we will focus more on, and then we are now moving into a new phase of development of the company, targeting to take out the real value potential of Benchmark. Moving on to outlooks from where we are today. We have good momentum in the business moving into the new year, financial year 22. We expect consistency in performance to continue in genetics and advanced nutrition. We've seen good developments in both these business areas, and we expect to keep this momentum. We are also looking forward to a year where our health business area start benefiting from Ectosan Vet and CleanTreat. As we are moving through financial year 22, we expect to go from having two business areas generating cash from operations to having three business areas that all are contributing to the group's financial performance. Part of what has changed from the onset of financial year 21 is the market outlooks for our end markets. COVID is, as you all know, still with us and is expected to be so also in the coming year. I would say with effects more on the cost side, but the seafood end markets are looking strong. Salmon markets are solid with a positive outlook for the year to come. At the same time, global shrimp markets have shown strong recovery, which is expected to last into the coming year. Also, the sea bass seaweed markets, which is important for our advanced nutrition business, are recovered and stable. So all in all, the market sentiment should therefore be better in the year that we are moving into compared to the financial year that we have left behind. And we expect to trade in line with expectation for the financial year. Then, on a final note, just to remind you all, Benchmark is a unique company. We are purpose-driven. We are in a growth industry supported by megatrends, with leading market positions within our core areas, a clear strategy to deliver profitability and growth, with complementary multi-species solution offering, which are supported by unique technology and expertise. And my closing remarks is that we have had good progress. We are happy with that, and you can see that in the numbers. We are, as a group, very well positioned. We are in a young, prosperous industry, growing industry that is supported by mega trends. We are a company that tries to do things in the right order in order to develop the group as forcefully as possible. I think we have, during financial year 21, established firm foundation, and I think we are looking forward to an exciting journey ahead. So those are my closing remarks, and thank you for everybody listening.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.